If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out therefore into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike. And the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. A few years ago, I read an impressive little book on immigration by President John F. Kennedy, called A Nation of Immigrants. He recounts the history of waves of immigrants who injected new enthusiasm into the American enterprise, namely to start a new life and to discover the American dream. Sadly, for long-time Americans, that dream had dimmed or even eroded into a nightmare. Our nation has always struggled between entitlement and entrepreneurship. And new immigrants always prefer a hand up instead of a hand out. I do not need to look any further than my own family, who are immigrants, where my parents worked tirelessly so that their three children every night could slip into slumber with the American dream dancing in our heads. John F. Kennedy was a Catholic, and so it is no surprise. He speaks eloquently about immigrants who were Irish, Italians, and Hispanics. Listen to what Kennedy, an Irishman, said about American sentiments toward his own kinsmen. He wrote, "The Irish are perhaps the only people in our history with the distinction of having a political party, the Know-Nothings, formed against them, and later the Ku Klux Klan. The Irish found many doors closed to them, both socially and economically. Advertisements for jobs specified, 'No Irish need apply.' But there was manual labor to be done, and the Irish were ready to do it. In other words, new immigrants always arrive on American shores with a huge hunger for the riches of the land, symbolized by the cornucopia of plenty. But those who have been here for a while seem to have lost their appetite for such blessings. This is the same problem for the people in the parable that Jesus tells today. A king gives a wedding banquet and wants to fill his banquet hall with guests. Those who are invited guests were the ones closest to the king, family, friends, those who had already tasted everything at his table. They did not want to feed on his favors, however, and so they blithely ignored the blessings of this banquet. What then does the king do? He commands his servants, "Go out therefore into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find." And the servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, good and bad alike, and the hall was filled with guests. What an apt analogy for America today. Many of the invited, Americans who have been here for decades, ignore the blessings and bounty of this country. But those in the streets, foreign immigrants, cannot wait to find a seat at the table. Of course, Jesus is not really referring to the situation in the United States, but rather to the kingdom of God on earth, namely the Catholic Church. How many cradle Catholics, invited guests, have abandoned the blessings of their birthright and no longer come to the banquet? But what an inspiration to see new converts to Catholicism, like immigrants arriving on the shores of a new and wondrous land, eager to eat of its bounty. Something similar could be said of the clergy sexual abuse crisis. Some churchmen succumb to an entitlement attitude, and instead of give to the building up of the body of Christ, sought to take for their own selfish pleasure. But new seminarians and new priests feel righteous revulsion at such reprehensible behavior and approach the priesthood as a sacred trust, never to be taken for granted. Many younger Catholics are discovering the joy of discipleship as they watch Pope Francis model a new way to follow Jesus in humility, poverty, care for creation, and may I add, welcome to the stranger on our shores, the immigrants. In a sense, these young Catholics, like the Irish fleeing the potato famine, are landing on the shores of the church, famished and ready for the feast. My friends, let us never take our great and glorious faith for granted. Everyone is invited to eat of this feast of faith. Don't be too busy for such blessings. Praise be to Jesus Christ.